the biggest event in the world for the biotech and pharma sector. Hello and welcome to the MTP Connect podcast. Stuart Dignam with you from Bio 2022 in San Diego, California. Around 20,000 people have gathered for this week-long event, including a really strong Australian delegation. It's led by AusBiotech. Medicines Australia is here. Of course, MTP Connect through our chair, Sue McLeaman, and myself. A whole range of companies, large and small, researchers, universities, medical research institutes from all over Australia. We're all here. And indeed, there are two ministerial representatives at Bio 2022 through Stephen Dawson, the Minister for Medical Research and Innovation in Western Australia, with a large delegation, and also the Minister for Health and Medical Research in New South Wales, Brad Hazard. So for this episode of the podcast, I thought we would walk the floor a little and introduce you to some of the participants at Bio 2022. Minister, thanks very much for your time at Bio.
You're very welcome, Stuart. It's great to be here to lead a fantastic delegation from Western Australia of what I think are the best and brightest people in academia, government and industry.
Now, tell us the reason you've come to Bio and the reason you've been to various states in the US. What's behind that?
I guess we want the world to know that Western Australia is open for business. We have many smart people doing amazing things. And for the last 2 years, obviously with COVID-19, we've been very focused on things at home, keeping people alive. But now that we're hopefully getting through the pandemic, we want the world to know of the great opportunities in Western Australia, of the amazing companies doing world-leading research, of the fantastic stuff happening in medical science, data science, and we want them to come and see it. We want them to come and work in Western Australia, or we want them to partner with us and open facilities in Western Australia.
So before we get to Bio itself, which is in San Diego, give us some of the highlights of your other visits around the US.
Look, we've had an amazing week. We've been to San Francisco, we've been to Stanford, had some amazing conversations about biodesign. We visited Microsoft in Seattle, spoke about opportunities there in the cybersecurity space. We visited the University of Arizona in Tucson, where we signed an MOU with that university. They'll send 100 students across to medical students across to Western Australia to undertake some of their studies there. And then we're off to Texas next, to the Texas Medical Center, where there's a further agreement on biodesign being signed there.
And what's your general impression of, you know, what's going on in this sector? What the potential holds for this sector from the discoveries that might come from it?
Oh, look, having been in this job now for 6 months, I know that there's significant bodies of research taking place in Western Australia, but indeed around the world. We've got a great opportunity in that, having dealt with COVID-19, medical science and research is on everybody's minds right across the world. So the opportunity exists now to capitalise on that and to showcase not only what's been great about dealing with COVID-19, but also the other research that's taking place, and encourage governments to invest and encourage companies to invest in places like Western Australia and Australia indeed.
Now, the fact that you are here and you're leading such a strong delegation from WA, it sends a powerful signal to the rest of the sector in Australia, because in this pavilion, there's Canada, there's Korea, there's the states of the United States, the UK. It's a very competitive global market. So I guess sort of combined, we're sending a powerful signal, Team Australia, to the world about being open for business?
Absolutely. Far too often we're encouraged to compete in Australia. This has been an opportunity this week to be Team Australia, to showcase the many strengths that each of the states and indeed territories have across the country. I think talking to some of the international stakeholders, they've found it refreshing that we're one nation, we're working together, hoping to bring people to our shores to take advantage of our natural skills and our quality research and our world-leading institutions that we have in the country. So it's been good for me to be here. I'm very proud of the Western Australian delegation. I mean, they're already kicking goals in their fields. And so, you know, together we've been able to showcase that good work and to tell people that, you know, it exists, it happens in Western Australia, and encourage people to come to, whether it's AusBiotech later in the year or West Tech Fest later in the year, and see for themselves the opportunities that exist.
Fantastic. Minister, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Stuart.
Here at Bio with Robert Yearsley from ARIA Research. Now, Robert, you've been on our podcast before talking about ARIA and what you do. I wanted to just get your thoughts on why ARIA would come to Bio and what are the benefits of doing that.
Yeah, it's not as straightforward as you'd think. Accessing state and federal government folks, people in the know, people who connect, tend to come to these conferences. So you wind up with a concentration of the right people at the right time in the room together. So the ability to make rapid connections to get things done, because everyone's here to get something done, you can actually have their focus for a little while. So I've been able to, for instance, you know, connect with the Australian US ambassador and discuss a trade mission at Washington. I've been able to connect the US Department of Defense Veterans Affairs with a bunch of really interesting researchers back in Sydney. Made connections to Queensland University and some neuroscience folks, can help build up our technology. It's great to actually get one of these programs and get out here, because you can, yeah, you can pull off what would take 6 or 12 months back home. It's the hidden benefit of being out here, and also about obviously being in the States. There's a lot of major companies and organizations here. We have, for instance, you know, discussions with Qualcomm and Intel, which, you know, they're a stone's throw. It's a quick flight away. So you can duck in and out of the conference a little bit, get some business done, make some good connections. It's actually phenomenal. And also because, you know, we've got all the states represented here today. You've got, you know, state and federal folks. The opportunity for collaboration between those government organizations is actually pretty rare, to actually, you know, get them move around and align. But they're all here. You can actually sit down over a beer, have a chat. Everyone's primed and ready to go because everyone wants to come back next year. And the best way to justify coming back next year is success this year. Yeah. That's for us as well as, you know, everyone in government. It's a great way to get things done. So really happy to be here. It's a huge opportunity to make good use of the time and the resources.
So it's you and me and like 20,000 of our closest friends here, but you do actually make connections, right? Like you do bump into people. There are sort of chance encounters, and because everyone's here with the same purpose, you can make things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, I had an awful flight over. Getting from Sydney, Australia, through to Ohio and in Central America, visiting with the VA. That was a 33-hour flight, but the connection that happened there was fantastic. Meeting with vision disability research folks, Department of Defense. 24 hours later, I'm in Los Angeles at the Australian American Arts Gala, and some of the folks there are extraordinary. So that serendipitous connection is phenomenal because, you know, people out on the defense, they're not stuck in their office. They're here to enjoy, connect, and make something happen, and you can.
And what about the fact of a strong Australian presence, a united Australian presence, as a startup? Does that make a difference to you?
It does, because the Australian accent carries some weight out here. We have a good reputation as being straightforward, honest, and easy to deal with. And it's very quick to actually connect with the other representative from the other states, find out what they're doing, and basically you have sort of an Uber connection system working at the trade fair. Because I know about now a dozen different medtech and biotech companies. So if I see a connection on the floor that I can help one of those companies, I'll just drag him over and say, here, come meet Andy. He's doing this amazing stuff. And it works both ways. So I think our coming from a small country, we actually can leverage that out here. Go team.
Well, look, thanks for coming back on to the podcast. The pavilion doors have just opened and thousands of people are coming in. So you probably want to go and meet them all. I'll let you go.
Yeah, a lot of networking to do. Thanks very much. Cheers, Stuart. Have a great day.
Guess who I've bumped into? Liz Dalymore from Argenica from WA. Hello.
Hello, Stuart. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Tell us about Argenica. What's the story with Argenica?
So Argenica is a listed biotech company. We listed almost exactly a year ago, and we are developing a peptide drug. It is a polyarginine neuroprotective peptide, quite a mouthful, but we are looking at indications in stroke and traumatic brain injury and hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, so very sort of CNS focused. The peptide itself has been in development for about 10 years at the Perrin Institute and the University of Western Australia. So we're about to go into phase one clinical trials at Linear in Perth, and yeah, looking to progress then into phase two in the stroke indication first.
So in all of that development and sort of translation work, what is important about coming to a conference like BIO?
So we have a couple of things that we're really trying to get out of the conference. So we are looking at service providers, so around REG, but also some of the preclinical work, the tox, the safety, just seeing what else is out there. We have done all our tox and safety for phase one, but looking at certain bridging studies and what we need to do, so just kind of seeing who's out there. Investors as well, so I'm chatting to a few funds and investors that are US and European based, and also pharma. So we're a little bit early stage, but we've had a couple of meetings with some pharma companies, which is really good. So just understanding what they want to see in a CNS type peptide, their kind of view on the stroke market and how we're kind of progressing and some of that M&A and activity in neuro, so which has been is starting to ramp up, so it's been a really positive experience so far.
So what's your approach to BIO? Do you do a lot of prep? Do you set up a lot of meetings before you get here?
So I think as a biotech company, we do get approached by a lot of service provider companies, but we had a very targeted pharma approach to partnering. So really looking at, looking at the M&A activity that's happening in the different large pharma space, who's interested in CNS, neuro type of assets. And then on the investor side as well, so those investors that have invested in Australian ASX companies and those that have sort of a specific CNS portfolio as well. So yeah, we do our homework, we look at who's here and what's out there, yeah.
But there's also an element of, you know, who are you going to bump into, isn't there? Like there's 20,000 people here, and some of them might be of interest.
Absolutely. You just saw me talking to that Dutch gentleman over there. Yeah. So, you know, they've got some really interesting technology that you know, we'll have follow-up calls now. And that was just bumping into him on the Australia stand. Yeah. And, you know, he made the point, he's like, oh, I haven't met any Australian biotech. So, you know, having that ability to just bump into people and have those conversations as you walk around is great. Yeah.
Now, we've had a chat to your minister, Stephen Dawson, from WA. Who's leading a delegation here, quite a strong delegation. What does that mean to you as a company?
So it's fantastic to see. I think West Australia has typically been a mining town with a big focus on promoting mining companies and the opportunities in that space. So to have a minister to come to BIO and I think really see that global opportunity that Australian and West Australian biotech companies can leverage, and seeing the pharma companies and putting his name to it and investing in a WA delegation is great, you know, like to actually back the sector in WA, it's great. It's quite novel, so we'll take it, absolutely.
Perfect, Liz, thank you. I won't keep you from potential partners, so thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Stuart. Great to talk to you. Cheers.
And joining us now on the podcast is Professor Lynn Griffiths from the Bridge and BridgeTech program out of QUT. Hello, Lynn.
Oh, Stuart, thank you very much for talking to me today.
It's a pleasure. You're here with a whole bunch of talented, you know, up-and-coming future leaders of our sector. Tell us about that.
Yes, as part of the Bridge program, which is a commercialization training program for researchers, entrepreneurs, business development, tech transfer people right across Australia. As part of that, we not only provide online material, do webinars, do seminars across Australia, as well as a 3-day program, which is always attended well, But we also have a competition called the Pitch Competition. And as part of the Pitch Competition, any of the participants of that year's cohort of bridge participants, and there's 100 a year, any of them can put forward a pitch. And it's a 2-minute video pitch. And we have our industry partners who are part of the bridge program judging those competition entries to determine who are the best. Each year we pick 4 winners, and those winners win a $10,000 travel prize to go overseas to actually meet with industry and to also meet with potential people who can help with their commercialization pathway and journey. But because we haven't been able to travel for the last few years, it's been very tricky to send anybody overseas to meet with Amgen or AbbVie or Novartis or whatever. So what we've done is we've held that cohort to this year when we're finally allowed out. So we currently have 9 pitch winners over here at Bio. And this gives us the perfect opportunity to meet with industry partners. So we've met with people from Pfizer, people from, today we're going out to J Labs, Johnson & Johnson Research Labs in San Diego, so we can meet with them. We're also meeting with other sorts of people right across the industrial area, but also I suppose with government officials and the network across Australia. It's amazing how many Australians you actually see at Bio as well. So this is an opportunity for these particular winners to really connect, network, but also to see what's the best way for them to start commercialization. And that's what the program's all about. How do you translate your research?
Yeah, it's you never know who you're going to be standing next to or who you're going to bump into. So, you know, the opportunities, I think it's the theme this year, are limitless.
Absolutely. That's the password here, actually. It's limitless. And that's exactly right. I think we've all been sitting behind Zoom meetings for the last few years. It's fantastic to get out and to see people in real life, because you can really make those connections a lot better than just through a Zoom meeting. So already that's happened. As I mentioned, I'm going with 9 of the bridge winners this afternoon out to J Labs. But, you know, AbbVie's here, Amgen's here, Boehringer's here, all the different countries are here as well, and collaborating researchers that you can meet. So it's a great opportunity for them.
And important that Australia is here too. You know, you wouldn't want to have it that Australia wasn't represented in this pavilion at this event.
Well, I think Australia absolutely has to. I mean, we're players not only in biotechnology, but in research translation. And I think we need to be bigger players, and that's what the Bridge Program is all about. So, yes, Australia needs to be represented. We've got a big stand here. We've got all of the states represented, and we've got lots of events that some of our Bridge winners can actually go to and meet with people too.
Well, I've chatted to quite a few of them. They are all fantastic, and I'm so glad you've been able to bring them here to San Diego and Bio. Lynn, thank you.
Thank you, Stuart. I'm very pleased to talk about Bridge always.
I'm joined now by Australia's ambassador to the United States, the Honourable Arthur Sinodinos. Ambassador, thanks for joining our podcast.
Thank you, Stuart. Great to be with you again.
Yes, again, indeed. So Australia's putting on a strong showing to the world at Bio. We have a message of absolutely open for business. How important is it that we're sending this message to the world?
Well, look, post-COVID, it is an important message. Australia is again open for business. And the health and medical sector, as you know only too well, is a leading sector for innovation, for dealing with future issues, pandemic preparedness, etc. We can go through the list. So it's great to be here because everything is opening up again, and people, I think, have a genuine curiosity about what Australia is doing. And our job is to, I think, convince people of all of the strengths Australia's got. We sometimes take them for granted in terms of how we punch above our weight on science and technology, the sort of highly talented workforce we've got, the sort of research infrastructure that we have. It's reinforcing those messages to the world by talking to companies here at the biotech convention, talking to companies that are interested in coming to Australia, asking companies who have invested in Australia what their experience was, what do we learn from that. I'm really chuffed to be here. We've got representatives from various states here as well, New South Wales, Victoria and Western Australia, in particular a representative ministerial level or senior public service level. And that's good because my mantra is Team Australia approach. Different states have different capabilities and strengths, It's about being complementary. It's not just about healthy competition to attract investment. It's also about healthy collaboration to scale up the opportunities for Australia. So I'm really happy to be here and great to be involved with MTP Connect again from my time as minister and the great job that you continue to do as, in effect, the growth centre for the sector. And I think over the years you've shown your value and the value of governments being in the role of promoting sectors where Australia has a comparative advantage.
Well, we appreciate those kind words. Thank you very much. Could you just give us a couple of thoughts on, you know, startups who are eyeing opportunities in the United States?
Yeah.
What about the sort of similarities between Australians and Americans and the ability for Australians to get a beachhead here in the US?
Well, I think the thing Americans appreciate about Australians who come over is that they're Aussies who are prepared to take a risk. They're prepared to come into a new market where they don't necessarily know people and start plying their wares, but they show a confidence in what they've got to offer. And they bring with them that whole infrastructure I was talking about before. So I think Americans are always impressed with who they're dealing with. The advanced technologies available in Australia, the opportunities there. The other thing about Americans and Australians is in a lot of ways we get each other. There's an easy camaraderie that we call mateship, but that's built on the idea that we sort of understand each other, we work easily together. I remember Condi Rice saying some months ago that she was asked about who America's best ally was, and she said Australia, because when there's a problem, Australians just say, yeah, we get it, let's get on with it, do something about it, and Americans appreciate that.
And so if you've got a good idea in Australia and you can tell your story in America, there's a good chance it could be embraced.
Look, it's a competitive environment in the US, but if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And yes, the capital markets here are very deep and very liquid. There's so much research and innovation occurring here, so they're very good at evaluating what people have to offer. But what I'm keen about is also, where possible, getting Australian companies to be in Australia as long as possible, so they're not necessarily selling their IP prematurely in order to get capital to keep going, but to try and have a situation where there's a partnership between private sector, the government, and investors, overseas investors, to get the best out of Australia's ecosystem.
Ambassador, I know there's a lot of demands on your time while you're here, so we appreciate you taking time to chat with us on the MTP Connect podcast.
Always a pleasure. It's been great to be here, and thanks for what you do.
Okay, that's Australia's ambassador to the United States, Arthur Sinodinos, a regular on the MTP Connect podcast. And a great way to round out this episode from Bio 2022 in San Diego. As you've gathered from the various discussions in this episode, a really strong and motivated delegation from Australia, and really selling a message to the world that Australia is open for business and ready to reconnect after a couple of years being locked down due to pandemic restrictions. So thanks for tuning in and checking out our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you automatically get these episodes. Leave us a message so others can find our podcast, and we'll talk with you again real soon.